Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Chiefs' schedule is absolutely loaded in the first month of the season. They play the Friday game in Brazil against the Chargers. They play a 3:25 game on Fox against the Eagles. On the road against the Giants, you're thinking, oh, it's the Giants. It's Sunday night football. And then they have a 3:25 game on CBS against the Baltimore Ravens. So the first month of the season. There is not a more public team than the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by their Week 4 opponent, the Baltimore Ravens. Cordell Woodland joins us on the show. He is with 105.7, the Fan, in Baltimore. Cordell, man, happy to have you pop back on again, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Let's just start with this. Another year in which I'm assuming there were Super Bowl hope and aspirations for the Baltimore Ravens, and they just fell short. How are you guys sort of getting over what happened this season? Where are you guys at in that process?
It's kind of rinse and repeat, honestly, out here in Baltimore with this team. I mean, they've really, throughout Lamar's time here, I guess you could really go back to that 2019 year where he won unanimous MVP and the Ravens won, I think, 14 games and were the number one seed. Really, since then, it's been like a every year the expectation is Super Bowl, and obviously they have no Super Bowls to this point in that span. They haven't even gotten to the game. So it's kind of that all over again, and especially now with them returning a lot of their offensive guys. The Ravens had statistically the best offense in football last year, and they're returning guys like Derrick Henry, who just got a nice extension the other day. Mark Andrews, who's in the last year of his deal, a lot of talk about maybe he being on the move this offseason. He stays put. Zay Flowers is back. Lamar seems to get better and better each year. So they're loaded with talent. By all accounts, it seems like they had a really good draft. Health, of course, will be the big question mark. But, yeah, right now it's everybody's looking out here, at least, for the Ravens to hopefully make a Super Bowl push. So they have a tough schedule, but the Ravens always do a really good job of dominating the regular season. For them, it's all about January, and we'll see what type of team they are come that time.
I was just going to ask you about Mark Andrews. There's been a lot of news around him. He had to address a trade speculation. The general manager at times feels non-committal about Mark Andrews. Are you foreseeing that Mark Andrews is going to be on the Ravens week one?
Yeah, I think at this point that ship has kind of sailed in terms of him being traded. I think if anything was going to happen, it was going to happen around draft time, maybe a little before. But at this point, look, I look at this Ravens roster, and as much as I love Isaiah Likely, and I do, they're a better team with Mark Andrews on the roster. Now, I wouldn't be opposed to maybe Mark taking a little bit of a back seat to Isaiah Likely this year, because I do think the upside with Likely is there, and the Ravens are in a unique situation right now where their entire tight end room is entering this season on the last year of their deal. So they need to figure out what's going to happen with Isaiah Likely, what's going to happen with Charlie Kohler. I expect this to be the last year for Mark. But, yeah, I do expect him to be there week one, but it would not surprise me if Isaiah Likely is more of the featured tight end for them this year.
Right now, we're talking to Cordell Woodland, taking a closer look at the Baltimore Ravens. They're the week four opponent for the Kansas City Chiefs, a 3:25 game on CBS. You know that all eyes are going to be on that matchup with two of the better quarterbacks and two of the better teams in the NFL. Where do you think that Baltimore is improved the most from last season if you were going through all of their offseason?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's in moves.
I think definitely defensively. I mean, defense was a big topic of conversation for them going into this offseason because they got off to such a slow start last year. They were one of the worst defenses in the league for almost half the season, and it definitely turned around in large part due to them moving Kyle Hamilton from that Swiss Army knife role where they move him up in the box, sometimes play him back in, sometimes he's in a slot, sometimes he's a blitzer, to pretty much almost exclusively being a deep safety, which he was great at. He really helped stabilize their defense. But they know they're at their best when they can move him around all over the place. So they use their first-round pick on Malachi Starks, safety out of Georgia, who can do a lot of the same things that Kyle Hamilton can do. So that was a huge win because by drafting Starks, it immediately impacts your best player in Kyle Hamilton to do the things you like to do with him. They also used, I believe, their second-round pick on Mike Green, who led the nation in sacks this year with 17 out in Marshall. So they feel really good about him, and that was a big part of it as well. The Ravens were second as a team last year, but they weren't great at getting those situational sacks, third down sacks, late game sacks, and they lacked turnovers too, which, of course, getting pressure on the quarterback ties into that. So I think they addressed some of those needs. Ardarius Washington tearing his Achilles the other day is a huge blow to this defense because even with Malachi Starks being brought in, Ardarius was going to be a big part of what they like to do. So I am curious to see how they bounce back from that. But I think that defensively is where they made the most progress this offseason.
You mentioned Malachi Starks. He was one of those draft picks, and I said it whenever it happened. You just know that's going to work. Like, we've seen the Ravens draft these kinds of players. I felt that way about Kyle Hamilton. Patrick Queen was another one of those players. Like, the Ravens certainly look for a certain type of player, and I think Starks fits a lot of the things that defense potentially needs.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it gives – we're in this phase now, especially here in Baltimore, where they like to play a lot of positionless football. So, you know, getting two guys like Starks and Hamilton that can – move all over the place. And I mean, you watch Starks' college film. He is very comfortable with playing all over the field. He looks like a natural slot corner, honestly, watching some of this film in Georgia. So that's the good thing about him compared to Kyle, who Kyle is at the top of his game. I honestly think Kyle is, if not the best safety in the league, one of the top two to three safeties in all of football. But with Kyle, his rookie year, it took about a month or two before the Ravens felt comfortable to start moving him around and utilizing him the way that they like to do. Whereas with Starks, I think he's ready day one to kind of do some of that stuff. Now, look, he's a rookie. There will be some growing pains, and you got to leave some room for that. But I just talking to some of the guys in the Ravens organization and some of their scouts, they feel really good about kind of putting Malachi Starks in the deep end of the pool early in his career.
Cordell, I'm going to ask you this question. I don't want it to sound like hate because I'm in Kansas City, but it's an honest question. How many more chances do you think the Ravens have? Because you and I both know you don't get an infinite amount of swings to try to win the Super Bowl. The Ravens feel like they have been knocking on the door. The Bills feel like they have been knocking on the door, but neither one of those teams have been unable to walk through. Do you still feel like the window is wide open for Baltimore? How many chances do you think they have in overtaking Kansas City and winning the AFC?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think definitely this year, I think their window is definitely wide open. I think, you know, they're returning all of their core guys, and they added to that, really. So I think this team this year is going to be better than the team they had last year. So, yeah, I do think this year is wide open. Beyond that, look, we'll see. I mean, as long as Lamar Jackson is there and healthy, it's a quarterback-driven league. So as long as he's there and able to play and is playing at the top of his game, they'll always have a chance. I mean, they have been – 2019, they won 14 games with, I mean, lackluster talent around Lamar Jackson, and he went on to win unanimous MVP, and they were the best team in the league, at least during the regular season. So he has shown the ability to – not only elevate the players around him, but also, you know, have a great year when you do put a lot of talent around him. So as long as he's there, they'll always have a chance. But it's the NFL. Injuries happen. We've seen the Ravens have some crazy years where they've been ravaged with injuries. So you just never know how often that's going to creep up and teams get better. There are always surprise teams. I'm a Commanders fan. I mean, they were in the NFC Championship game last year. Nobody thought that was happening, even as good as Jaden was. So, you know, I think the Ravens' window will be open, but how long will some of these guys be able to be a part of this ride? Like John Harbaugh, like how many bites of the apple will he get? I don't know. He got the 2-year extension this year, but I think this is going to be a pivotal year for John to at least get this team back to the AFC Championship game.
Cordell, last thing here. You know we appreciate your time. The first part of it is, who else do you see as a contender in the division? It's a very weird division, a competitive division nonetheless, but a very weird division. We don't know who the Steelers quarterback is going to be this year. The Browns appear to be going through their issues. The Bengals have been hurt and banged up these last couple of years and missed the postseason. And I think you and I agree. The top three in the AFC is Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. Do you see any other team in the AFC that is even worthy of putting in that conversation with those first three teams?
Well, with the division, I mean, right now, Baltimore and Cincinnati, it's a two-team race in my mind. I mean, I just can't get myself to really care about the Browns. They're just a mess right now, and they're going to be a mess for the foreseeable future. The Steelers, you know, I actually like a lot of the things that the Steelers did this offseason, but they don't have a quarterback. And you just can't win in this league without a quarterback. You just can't. And so until they fix that, I can't take Pittsburgh seriously. If they get Aaron Rodgers, and I don't think Aaron Rodgers is, you know, really changing the fortune of a franchise right now, but you could get me to – by an Aaron Rodgers-led Pittsburgh Steelers team over a Russell Wilson-led Pittsburgh Steelers team. I'll say that. In terms of the conference, yeah, I mean, I can't really right now put anybody in that tier one of the AFC with Baltimore, Kansas City, and Buffalo. I mean, I guess you could look at Cincinnati as, if they're healthy, maybe them. Going in there, but outside of that, I think Miami is trending in the worst direction right now. I think they're going backwards. The Chargers won 11 games last year, but I don't really look at the Chargers as a tier one team. Same with Denver, who was a playoff team, had a really good year with a rookie quarterback themselves, but I don't see them in the same echelon as those top three. The only team that I would feel like I can give consideration to right now is Cincinnati. But I got to see it with them. I don't think they did enough defensively. And right now, their best defensive player is talking about he's not even playing on this current contract. So they've got some issues to figure out. But if they can figure that out and get their defense to be reasonably good with that offense, I mean, they can compete with anybody.
That was Cordell Woodland joining us on the show today with 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, taking a closer look at the Week 4 opponent for the Kansas City Chiefs. Sunday, September 28th at Arrowhead, the Chiefs play the Ravens at a 3:25 game on CBS. I'm assuming that game is going to do a big number. You got two of the better teams and two of the better quarterbacks, and certainly two franchises with history going up against each other. Coming up at the top of the next segment, we are going to head to Jacksonville for the Chiefs, their first Monday night football game of the year. Cordell, great stuff as always, man. I appreciate your time. Look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.